I guess I would like to know your thoughts on the Hulu
Israel versus Netflix. Palestine.
That's later. I want to know how you feel about the Netflix looking at Fortnite menu. Like, what's up?
I think
with
it's
that?
Terrible.
I hate it. It sucks.
They just change like things that don't need changing at all, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've said before, but it's like a YouTube home screen for babies.
We're gonna try horror escape floors while we talk about Israel versus Palestine.
Wow.
So Palestine didn't like how they were treating women, I guess, in Israel. Like, is that really?
I'm gonna keep it a bug before I say anything. I have no idea what is going on.
Every time it's in the news, I have to look it up and be like, why are these guys mad?
Agree.
Do you think you could be monetized if you do gritty in the video?
Probably, honestly.
Gosh.
Well, no isn't way. That like 30 no seconds?
Or it's like, yeah, 30 seconds or 10%.
Not too sure. Oh my gosh, he's leaving me in the dust.
And in the bathtub. This one's cliche as hell.
This one sucks.
We've been playing way too much horror Fortnite games.
I'm trying to think of some other topics other than Israel.
Palestine.
Versus Palestine.
Name one other thing going on. I think the Stephen Colbert show is back. Like,
that baby posts memes on her Snapchat story.
So she posted the boss baby.
Ice Spice has a secret boyfriend. It's gotta be Pete Davidson, right? Is that
Pete Davidson rizzed up Ice Spice. And she
her had her blessing.
Wipe emote yacht at the SNL episode.
Oh, she was on SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did wipe.
It was just funny that. I don't think so. But he mentioned it and it was so funny because. It was like one of those sentences that could kill a Victorian child.
Pete Davidson had eyes.
Which is no dogging on him. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
He has a way with words. Rather your girl cheat on you with Pete Davidson or Baby Gronk.
I don't even know who Baby Gronk is.
Okay, I don't want to talk about Baby Gronk.
What?
Okay. There's a bull torch.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm getting 572 XP exactly every single second, and it won't stop.
Racks up.
Only getting 300.
The guy that voices Phineas looks like Jaden, in my opinion.
Well, this is gonna make it much worse.
Next time that you're watching Phineas and Ferb, just imagine Jaden behind the mic. I'm working on Phineas. Jaden, come.
Are you scared?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Do you think they paid the Ferb voice actor significantly less?
I hope not.
Some days you didn't even need to pull up.
Dude, am I just gonna blow torch everything in there? See what
I found something.
Oh.
Holy.
Hop in. I'm not a person that is Caucasian by any means. Mm-hmm. Some might say that I'm the complete opposite. With that being said, possible Halloween costume, white person? Just really normal, normal guy.
Oh my god.
No singer, no actor. Really just normal white guy.
It's being a white person?
You're gonna be called out?
I think that I'd be shot and killed, potentially.
What?
Yeah. I was thinking about it today. Thinking about the double standard and the hypocrisy. You know, dressing up as
black on white racism, like, what's your stance?
That's like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's deep. Yeah, I don't expect a correct answer.
Fortnite is scaring me enough.
I don't.
Yeah, that was
seeing this?
Awkward.
We watched Garfield the Cat?
Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't get the jump scare.
I didn't get any. Do you think we'd be invited to a premiere?
Like, we deserve it. Like an exclusive one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
But only a premiere that's like a night before the actual release.
So the
it's like
movie?
Almost, basically, yeah. Like, all the actors have seen it, all the production crew has already seen it, and this is, like, their fourth premiere.
Yeah, if we went to the theater and said, can we rent out Theater 7, they would definitely let us. If Mandalorian didn't have Baby Yoda, it's a flop. Sorry. It's not gonna succeed if you watch that.
It's definitely a selling point, I would think. They made a lot of money off of that little guy.
Yeah. He's
how many damn Baby Yodas they sell in the Disneyland store?
Thousands. Countless.
Did you see that tweet where it's like, wait, if there's a Baby Yoda, then that means Yoda, my man. And it's like tap up emoji. Like, I don't want to watch the one where Anakin's a baby and drives pod racer, don't care. The one where they swim with Jar Jar Binks, stupid. And the one with Princess Leia in the ship, cool. And I can't even think of the other ones other than. Drop a comment. This will probably be on YouTube. If you
white face,
be able to do
funny.
Funny.
It's not. Definitely funny. That's not like a question about it. It's whether or not it's racist. Yeah.
So Spirit Halloween doesn't get canceled for having it.
Don't quote me on that.
Costume. Is that just because, you know, enough time has passed? Like, because that. I mean, I don't necessarily believe in this, but allegedly a lot of them died. Like,
are
how
you
long
clearing your name like die in the Holocaust?
Like, do people in Mexico dress up as like Chet?
I don't think so at all.
Why? Why does nobody make fun of us?
Opportunity, if you ask me.
The variety is its strongest characteristic.
I think, yeah, if you're gonna go Tony's Chocolony, get the everything bar.
Yeah.
Don't get the chocolate chip one. It's not good.
The pretzel one might be good too. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah, maybe I haven't had fresh cups, but just like. Like, pumpkins and the trees are still good. It's just. It's something weird. It's like extra sweet when I eat a cup now.
I think that might be. Placebo for the pumpkins and the trees. It's the same.
But they're not. Anybody will tell you that, like, trees is way better than cup.
Top tier?
Well, take five is top tier. But that's what I'd be into. Like, the peanut butter, like in peanut butter M&Ms, that's the shit that they should put in the cups. Like, that's just real peanut butter.
Give me that. I think that if I blindfolded you and cut them all into circles and fed them to you, I think there'd be no way that you'd tell
difference. I could easily tell. I would bet $1,000 I could tell.
Wow. We're gonna have to do that.
Dude, like, when you eat a cup versus, like, a Reese's piece, you can tell the peanut butter, it's so smooth and nice and, like, mellow in the piece. And in the cup, it's like, oh, like, I feel it in my fucking teeth. It hurts. And the mini cups, also off-brand, are fine. It's just, like, plain-ass Reese's peanut butter cup. I can't do it. And the big cup is even worse because it's more of that shit in there. Dry, processed, fake out peanut butter. Get away from me. I don't like it. Take fives are great. The sticks as well, like the wafer, crispy little sticks. Give me that. I'll eat that. The one with potato chip in it. I'll eat that. They actually made fucking... In Vegas, they had creamy peanut butter cups. Give me that. That's that real shit.
Yo, you guys might have to just go on.
Dude.
Yeah, you look like you've been in the same spot.
It's the exact same as what we just did.
I don't think that you have moved since I have gotten to this room.
What about you, Mike?
I'm not too big on candy, but I do enjoy a cup.
How do you like Halloween if you don't like scary movies or candy?
I do. Well, if it's like, I don't like,
the majority of the things.
No. I don't like normal everyday candy, I guess is what I should say. It has to be occasion candy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not the type to, like, go to the gas station in the night.
Candy?
Yeah, and buy candy.
Oh, I need some candy.
When I was in, like, 8th-ish grade, I liked a girl, and she had red hair. And, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I was trying to riz her up every year. And it was, like, every winter, I would get a new girl and she would hate me. So every spring, I had to come up with, like, a new riz tactic to get her back. And I was, like, I had recently figured out that my lineage is from Sweden. So I was, like, what if I... Dude, I fucking can't believe that this was me. But I was like, what if I just pretended to have a Swedish accent? And I'm like, oh. Like, that would be cool. Like, people would think I'm cool. And I did it. I was literally like, hey, like... I'm actually, when I'm talking normal, I think that's exactly how I phrase it. It's like, I'm actually intentionally trying to talk with American accent right now, but when I'm talking normal, I have an accent. And everyone was like, oh, wow. And I think she bought it, like, for the first couple times. Like, I had really practiced it. But, then I think she kind of fucking caught on.
Dude, are you watching this shit right now?
That was freaky. It showed me that.
It's like, hey,
oh my,
you know,
gosh.
You're in a black box right now, but you should check this out.
Yeah. That's, oh my gosh. That's terrifying. I'm sitting in this black box and that's what it shows me?
Apparently...
the way
he used. What the hell did he do?
Holy shit, Jaden, come here. Jaden, come here. Come here. Don't look over there that way.
What's that? Oh my gosh. Watch out.
Did you not have Riley, Jaden?
No, I didn't.
He burst his versus sack. And he let that thing hang for months, man. And we were all like, dude, get it drained. And he's like, oh, I kind of like it. And he's shaking around for us.
That's insane.
Love
that
guy.
Why is there a bursa sack to your elbow? Is that necessary?
That is necessary.
Just no function. I don't know.
Yeah. What was the point of flat
standing? He had a pretty
what
good life.
What was the moral of flat standing?
To accept your body.
I think it was like
body positivity.
It's maybe.
What? That would make more sense.
That's a crazy drifter right conspiracy.
No.
The people that don't fit in.
Yeah.
It might be a little different, isn't it? Do you fucking size of that pancake?
I remember the Hannah Montana episode where she like just puts red dots on her with like a marker and pretends to have smallpox. And I remember I did that one time in real life thinking it was gonna work. And my mom was like, you don't have smallpox. And I was like, how does she know, bro? There's no way.
You've been vaccinated. Would anybody do that?
Do you have a mosquito?
Yeah. Like, is that even real?
No. Maybe. Not to get like dark, but maybe if I was like suicidal or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of where I was going.
Just to experience it. Yeah.
Just to feel something. How many mosquitoes do you have to kill before it's a crime? You go to the grocery store to get groceries. Where do you
I think
go
it'd be
to
considered
kill
poaching.
All of the animals? But they're not endangered.
All I'm saying is I really don't think that you can just extinct an animal and be fine.
Come on. I think there would be consequences, but there would be decades of legislation that needs to pass in order to punish whoever did it.
Yeah,
like an
so.
Entire
Stop.
New cabinet would need to be
Stop
made.
Break, baby. There would be riots in your name, the mosquito man.
It's like, you go to jail if you kill someone. But if you extinct the species, where do you go? They don't know.
Jail.
$750 fine?
Jail?
Guess what?
There's no law.
You go
what
to jail.
Law?
For being a mosquito. The guy that killed every mosquito ever.
Pretend you're the fucking president of the United States, man. And you're getting stuck.
I'm not gonna let you extinct an entire species.
No, 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 no.
Come on.
You're getting a call from your vice president, Mike Pence. Okay?
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Ring. Hey. This is Mike Pence. We just finished the torture gaze therapy, and it's going well. So
awesome.
Everything's good there. But also, there's this guy who just fucking killed every mosquito with his little science group. And people are mad. What should we do about him? Personally, I'm happy. I get bit by mosquitoes a lot when I'm camping with my gay son.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like fancy. Yeah, you know.
Why don't you bring him in for a cup of coffee, you know? Give him a coffee and talk about it.
You want me to bring him this real man? Mr. President.
Yeah, I need to talk to him. I got some questions I want to ask him.
Hey, Mr. President, my driver's kind of rough, but I'm here. I'm here to talk mosquito. Let's do this. So I killed him.
What's the best game of golf?
He didn't think he did.
You've
had
like 19 over.
Wow, this guy sucks.
Like, I'm really not good. Like, I just can't make consistent contact.
Heard you're into mosquitoes.
Actually, the exact opposite, Mr. President. I killed them all.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, don't be sorry. Many people didn't fight with them. They thought they sucked. So I guess it's a good thing, wouldn't you say?
That's the thing, can't really let you do that.
Oh. So you want me to, like, stop? Like...
Because
I can't really...
I'm just...
Yeah, I already did it. You're dead.
I don't make the rules.
Asterisk hits a 13-yard putt. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Hey, nice hit. Nice hit. Not a bad swing.
Well, Mr. Obama, it's been great. Like, this has been fun. I guess I'm sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry for what I did. And, See ya.
You know, Michelle really wants me to take action.
What kind of
action? Bitch.
I can't just let you go.
Well, tell her to fucking admit that she's Big Mike and has a big ass dong.
Well,
you know, it would do America good if Michelle Obama came on stage and said, "Hey, I know you guys are making rumors about me. I know you're seeing pictures of me as a man with Barack back in our youth. And guess what? Lift up her shirt to reveal penis. That's right. I'm Big Mike."
Like the end of Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh
exactly.
My God.
What I'm untouchable.
Huh?
What the frog say?
What are the frogs gonna eat? Think
Mr.
about
President,
the frogs.
Mr. President, if I could speak.
What?
Flies.
What?
Flies. The frogs would eat flies, Mr. President. Like, if I said I was going to extinct AIDS, would you say you can't do that because it invaded AIDS of 1973? No, you'd turn a blind eye and you'd say, "I think what you're doing is going to be good for our land."
Listen, man, I'm just the president.
Hey, Michelle, like to get drunk and nasty.